Greetings, everybody. Gonna record this meeting as we usually do, unless there's some objection. Okay. Farheen is our scribe for today, and helps us out tremendously on our website and activities. Thank you, Farheen. Today's going to be a little, today is November 20th, 2019 meeting over the O'Reilly software community. Today's kind of a landmark day because we'll be addressing several topics about our first release, our Amber release today. So we have a couple little variation to our normal flow, and that'll be the focus of what we're trying to accomplish today. But we'll go ahead and start off with the roll call. I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jinri, he had indicated he might not be able to make it today or might be late. David Dreeble from Deutsche Telekom, I don't think he also indicated he might not make it. Masafumi-san?
Hi, Jack. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much for bringing up the joint. William?
Yes, hello. This is William.
Thank you, William. And Vishwa? Okay, Vishwa has not yet joined. We have three, which is meets our 50% quorum, so we can continue with our meeting today. Our first action is to review our previous minutes. So November 13th minutes are here on the site. Series of actions, votes, and other activities. Does anyone have any questions, concerns, or corrections? With that, I need a motion to accept the minutes.
I can give a motion, William.
Thank you, William. Do I have a second?
Yes, this is Masuda. I can be the second.
Thank you. So all those in favor say aye. Aye.
William says aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, we've passed the accepted the minutes from last week. And let's return to this week's agenda. So we are want to review today's agenda and ask for any additions. You'll see directly below this was added a new section for today, which are votes and approval. Farheen, if you can just add to that for the Amber release. So I added this item and put it towards the top because we want to get it through it first. It's the important task for today's meeting. And then we'll continue with the rest of the agenda based on the availability time to continue. Does anyone else have any items for today's agenda? Okay, so I'll get into release votes and approval. So A on the list is to have everyone be aware of that, you know, the plan is under release notes, under releases, you know, we will have a page that will gather all the information on the Amber release underneath. You know, we still have some work to do here, but this is where we will do each release. Under releases, there'll be everything will be gathered here and referenced. So anyone who wants to know what the Amber release is, how to get it, and all association with that release and the branches and the documentation will all at least be gathered under this tree. So as we, as everyone gets their information together, you know, we can strive to make sure that we gather all our information in one place about that release. You know, it'll be the focus of the work over the next several days. So please check in, please contribute and make sure, you know, it's as the best that we can make it. Is there any questions about that? Okay. The second item on the list is, second item on the list is a vote to accept the license scan and upstream licenses that are approved for use. These have been reviewed with the LF, and it's a normal process that projects take as part of the scanning and approval process. So for people who haven't been involved, Lytx Foundation has a team that specializes in scanning the open source code and identifying code that isn't properly set up with licenses or has licenses that are challenging. Our upstream code that we leverage that maybe is compliant or non-compliant with the overall project objectives. So we've been working on this over the last several weeks, and I appreciate everyone's efforts here who have been working to clean up the repos, add licensing, delete, you know, old files. And this really, you know, was a bigger challenge since it's our first big release to look at this. So, Lijing, can you bring up the status and review with everybody just so that they know where we're at? And then the TSC will take I'll release sharing. The TSC will take a vote to approve upstream licenses that are compatible with the overall project and objectives. Just because even though some of them are generally accepted open source licenses, since they're not specifically in our charter, we need to prove that we, you know, the use of those licenses, even though, like I said, they are within the accepted grouping of open source licenses. And this all is driven by guidance from Lytx Foundation and the scanning that we've been doing multiple times over. And this will be repeated for every release that we do. So one of the services that Lytx Foundation provides us is this scanning process and this alignment and making sure that the licenses are in place on a particular branched release, so that community knows what they're downloading and using are following their guidelines. So Lijing, can you do a quick review?
Sure. What I'm sharing right now is the spreadsheet that Lytx Foundation attorney sent to us listing all the license related issues discovered by the scan that Jack mentioned. Here, the red and the yellow tabs, they must be fixed. Other ones, it's within our own project decision how we handle that. So for the binaries, there are two and they have been fixed. The Gary submission fixing that there in this column. Check license statement, similar. They are all addressed by now. Sorry about the small font. There's a whole lot of content. In the other, similarly, we either address them or we look into the details of how the licenses are used. These, for example, they are indeed covered by the Bison exception. So really that means the GPL does not apply. Okay, now coming back to this attribution tab, these are the files that are hosted in our repos. Or they are not under our Apache 2 license. So it is a fairly common practice that in open source programming that you basically you copy another open source project external code into your own project repo. So either you modify them or you just link them or you compile them and link the binaries and so forth. So it's fairly common practice. They're basically, as long as the foreign code license is not a so-called copy left license, such as GPL, as long as it's open source friendly, there's generally considered legally safe for such practice. Now, to be nice, what people usually follow is, well, you want to put those foreign code in a separate directory clearly marked, so that people know, okay, these are foreign code files, do not mix with your own code files. And the two is if the foreign code, they carry their own license claims, we want to maintain those even though we copy those files. So these are, this tab basically is what Linux Foundation showed that they think it's the such uses. Now to, for us, we discussed with Linux Foundation and we followed a practice that is, okay, these are foreign code. Let me share the web page now. Sorry. There is a web page tracking all these attributions. So we have this web page, this wiki page linked from best practice under licensing, there's the, our license attribution. Basically, we list all the uses of such foreign code in our own repos and list their licenses and how their original sources and how we use them. And we are asking the TOC for the approval of such uses. And we also keep a record of all these uses, right? So this way, when people are looking at the code, they say, oh, okay, why this file is not under your Apache 2? The ORNC is Apache 2 project. And here is the track record for why we're doing this. So the licenses listed here, they are either BSD 2, BSD, some of them are BSD 3 clause. There are the MITs, which is another very popular open source license. The FSFAP is it's a quite old license. It's called it's from Free Software Foundation. Basically, it's a very permissive license. So for those friendliness of different licenses, the industry standard is to look at this open source initiative website, OSI. They list all the legally reviewed and agreed safe to use open source licenses. So coming back to here, this is the background. This week page has been up for couple of weeks now, and so now we would like to ask the TOC approval on our projects to use such foreign code. For us, when a large portion of such uses is for the code that generated automatically. It's not foreign code really, but it's automatically generated from the ASM1 compiler for our industry. This is a and this specific application. This is a very critical use and very common use. And those code, they are covered. They carry the BSD2 license. However, because we have to use them, so we do have BSD2 code generated by ASM1 compiler out of our own code repo. So here, this column, source and use column, is lists more details about how each of these use cases. So if I may, Chair, I would like to ask for a motion for such approval. Is that the procedure? I'm sorry.
Yes. So there's so Lejing's making a motion to accept these licenses. So is there any questions on anything he covered before we proceed? So we've trying to remember the gentleman's name at Lytx Foundation we did this with, Lejing, is
Steve Winslow.
Steve Winslow, right. Thank you. So we reviewed it with them, and they've, this is their recommendation, to move forward. So this will, is an approval required by the TOC to approve referencing and using of these additional licenses and the process that we go through. It's an important step. And I'll just ask one more time, is there any questions? Okay, so then I'll ask, is there a second from a TOC member to accept the motion on these licenses and where they're used in, the Amber release for open source software community. Do I have a second? So I don't know if you're on mute, but the second has to come from one of the TOC members.
Yes, this is Masafumi. I'll be the second.
Thank you. Okay, we have a second, so we'll all call for a vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Masafumi saying aye.
William say aye.
Thank you very much. So, we've now approved the reference licenses that will be included as part of the our extended license, be part of the Amber release. So the next step in the process is to actually approve the branching and the release of the Amber software. So this, I'll come back to Lejing again as leading the system integration and test. Lejing, can you give us a summary of the repos that are being recommended for inclusion in the Amber release and the branch, and the branching of those repos?
Yes, sure. Before that, let me thank you for the thanks to TOC members for supporting this attribution. I will After the meeting, I will move all these records to the TOC approved section, so it becomes our record.
Just remember to add a date to Lijing when they were approved, and you know.
Yes, the details will be added here when we can also link to the meeting minute as well.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Now, coming back to the release, we have this wiki page again for tracking the status. It's if you go to the conference wiki TOC, it is this last item, project readiness for Amber release. So here I really want to thank all the community members and the committers for their hard work. We have come a long way, and if you recall, the first time we review this, most of the roles are in yellow or white or even red, but now if you look at, most of them are green. So what the color code really means is, okay, we broke down the release requirements into three separate categories. One is the licensing and open source practice, how they're followed. Two is whether the code is available and they can be, the code can be built within Linux Foundation's CI toolchain. It's a very important technical step for any open source community. Then the third one is following the what kind of documentation we provide so that the Amber release for us is more of a decoration, right, to the whole open source community. Okay, we're here, this is what we're doing, these are the components we're trying to contribute. So these three categories, and each of them, they have a couple the subcategories. So for green, really, so far we want to color them green, meaning that this repo has met all the licensing and the buildability sort of those requirements. Documentation, we do want them to follow the structure that the documentation project has provided, and it is buildable within the triggered by the automated Jenkins job that's also provided by the documentation project. Now, because people are very busy doing all these, so there are some items under the documentation that are still not completed, but I think we still have a couple more days to complete those. Anyway, so the color green really means completed the license and the building, the CI integration. So now you can see most of them are green. Now this repo is a little special. It's a documentations repo, really, and the Linux Foundation had some questions regarding some of the statements inside. So for the given the time being, I think the resolution we come up with is we will remove this from Amber release. You know, the content there, they just, it's not included in this Amber release. In the long term, we'll come back working with the Linux Foundation in finding a solution for how we publish those content. So here you can see all the greens, meaning that all these, they have completed all the license and they are all building the artifacts into the Linux Foundation Nexus repo, Docker registry repo. So the ODU low project, it is well on track. Because of the complexity, it's falling a little behind compared to other ones. But the PTL has confirmed that by the end of this week, they will complete everything. So as you can see, everybody is trying really hard to make such great progress. So I think because today's Wednesday and the official end of the release is by this weekend, right? We need to complete all the release-related technical activities, at least by this weekend. So I think the ask is for the TOC to approve that for all these roles, all these repos, I mean, with this one being the exception, approve all these repos to move forward with the branching and the releasing of the artifact. In addition to this, the ODU law, we give them the permission to move forward after they complete this only remaining item. So the branching process, we also have a wiki page explaining everything, what needs to be done here. After the TOC vote, then I can communicate with the PTLs regarding how to proceed. So I believe the ask is another motion. Before I make the motion, are there any questions from the community?
Lusheng, where are we supposed to put the video demos? Would they go in the repo itself or some other place?
No, video demos do not go to the repos. Our repos are used for hosting source code mainly. I think Linux Foundation can make exception for small JPEG, those icons, those files, but video will be not appropriate. We'll probably put it on the either this wiki page or somewhere else that is linkable from this wiki page.
Okay.
Right. So since the videos, I think, are specific to the state of the release that is Amber, you know, we probably, you know, look for input, but we could put them under the Amber release, site that I was pointing to earlier. So as people look there about the release and see about each project, they can see the videos there, because that captures them relative to what the Amber release was. How does that sound as a solution?
So Jack, are you thinking
over
about
on the left? You see, we added an Amber release tab here. So underneath that, we will have all the information around the Amber release, and we can have, you know, a table with all the projects and have the videos there, in, you know, column in that table, so that when that's the release point that everyone should go to find out about the Amber release. So this will be the place that we'll gather and point people to when they want to know what's in the Amber release, and take us to all the links that are related to the Amber release. Would that work for people?
In principle, that would be fine, but based on the table, it seems like there's very few projects that have videos, so the table might be a little sparse.
Well, the table will have other things in it too.
Okay.
You know, it'll point to the documentation, it'll point to, you know, the branch code, other things that we would gather around that particular project.
Okay.
As well. So we'll go ahead and do that. I'll work with Farheen to get some of those things onto the Amber release information. All right.
So Jack, if I may, a clarification question. When would if everything goes as planned, when will the release PR going out?
So the release PR will go out, I think it's December 3rd. So the final day of the release is November 30th. That's the date. That's the Saturday, end of November. So the guidance is to do it on a Tuesday, Mondays become cluttered. So the Tuesday, the first Tuesday in December, the press release will go out, and I'll share a little bit more information on the press release. But the vote today is the official designation and capping off of the Amber release, generate the branches, and, you know, then we'll just clean up and prepare any documentation like the description of the release and everything, and clean up these last remaining items to support the release by the end of November. Does that sound reasonable to everybody? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and then, thank you.
And then once we branch, then we'll move into the maintenance cycle where people can contribute code to, you know, we can start fixing defects and working towards a maintenance release for Amber. Any other questions? Everyone's quite quiet today. But, for each release, we'll go through a similar process of where we finally cap it off. So Lijing has made a motion for us to approve the Amber release, approve the repos that are identified under this table as to be included in the Amber release, to go ahead and branch all the code and related information for the supporting the release, and thereby closing the Amber release with the, you know, with the cleanup that's normal at this process, so that we can close all Amber activities by November 30th and do a press release, you know, on December 3rd of the first ORAN open source community release. So go ahead.
Thank you, Jack. Sorry, I haven't formally made the motion yet, but yeah, that's what I want to make out, which is the TOC, please allow us to close the Amber release with the detailed activity items that Jack mentioned. We see in other words, allowing all the green repos to follow the procedure outlined in this releasing process wiki page. Now we want to have the branch cut and the artifacts released all done by November 30th, and the documentation all done by November 30th. So that's my motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Lijing. Any last questions before we proceed with the vote?
Yes, this is William from Orange. So I have a question regarding this list. The vote is only for green part of this list, or also for the red?
Thank you, William. It's for the green, not the red. The yellow, green and the yellow, really. Yellow, okay. Because they can complete within this week.
Okay. So, for example, in this ODU law, this link for the repo, it's broke. So I don't know if this is normal or...
Oh, this link is broken?
Yeah.
Okay. This is really a Git clone URL, not a web browser URL. So if you do Git clone with this URL, you will get to the code. To view it, I think you don't need the .o or something. I forgot how Linux Foundation codes their project. But if you go to the browse, then you can see, for example, audio physical layer. That's parts of the code. So what we will do is, Jack showed the release page. I hope I'm still sharing.
Yes, you are.
So, okay, thanks. So if you go to wiki page under the release, this is under construction, we will add a link with something like the get Ember. Then we will provide the whole script of downloading all the code that's included in the Ember release, which are all the green and the yellow rows that you will vote on today to get all those source code in a big tarball. So we will do that for other people's easy access to our code.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any concerns with that, William?
No, that's clear for me. It's okay. So.
Okay, very good. Anyone else have questions? Okay, so I have a motion to to basically branch and accept the approved repos, the green and yellow repos, for to be included in the Ember release. Do I have a second?
Yeah, William, a second motion from William.
Thank you, William. Okay, so I'll call for a vote. All those in favor of approving the motion, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
William, say aye.
Masafumi saying aye.
Thank you. All those against say nay. Okay, thank you. Well, congratulations, team. We have our first release of Ember for the open source software community. I know you're all very quiet, but we couldn't have done it without everybody on this call, all the code that you have contributed, all the hours in getting, you know, all the I's dotted and T's crossed to make this a, you know, a working release. We understand it's the first release, and it's a journey, it's not the destination. So we will continue our work and start turning our attention towards our next release, Bronze. And so I thank everyone for your support and your activities for the Ember release and our first release of open source, ORAN open source software. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, TOC member, for your support, and thanks every community member.
Okay. All right. We've had for the marketing of the Ember release, really the key is the PR. At this point, we had a EC meeting on Monday where we discussed the PR statement. Jinri and I are working on that, trying to work through the different input from different entities. The ORAN Alliance EC gave us a bunch of guidance, working with Linux Foundation. And then typically the statement is, you know, not a lot of content, but what I will say is that generally we open it for quotes from companies that would like to make a quote relevant to this release. So currently there's a comment we're pursuing from the board, the ORAN Alliance board, the EC, the TOC, but for individual companies who would like to be considered for a quote to be included in the PR statement, You can reach out to me and Jinri to pursue that option. I can't guarantee that everybody's quote gets in there, but we try to accommodate everybody's requests that we can. So if your company has that interest, please reach out. You know, there is a deadline of, you know, the 27th next week, Wednesday, at this meeting to get input to us. Like I said, the target is December 3rd for the actual PR release that will go out. It's a bit of a challenge with, we don't have a formal PR system, but we are working through getting all that sorted out with the assistance of Linux Foundation, ORAN Alliance. So if anyone has that interest, please reach out and copy to me and Jinri as we put that together. All right, with that, are there any other questions on the release, the approval, the PR, or any other activities to do with Amber? And if not, we'll return to our normal programming. I know we don't have much time left, but we'll try to run through things as quickly as we can. You know, for open status items, you know, Jinri, we already just talked about the marketing for the PR statement. Tracy, Martin, any update on the PlugFest?
This is Martin. Sorry.
Oh, it takes me a while to get off Zoom. off mute. It's moving forward, and we are making a. We're going to record the readout on December 5th, and then I believe the members of the TIFG will then consider how to fold that in with the results from the PlugFest in Beijing. So do you need any more information on that, Jack? There are updated slides on both the ORAN Alliance, the ORAN software community, and the ONAP wiki. And Martin, I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, I had the same problem here, finding the right Zoom and all the mute buttons. there's for what happens in New Jersey, there are new code artifacts here also based on the current repositories available, and the first use cases based on the ORAN Alliance OAM specifications are available. They are still under test, but I'm confident that we can have here a nice PlugFest in New Jersey.
Great, thank you. Yes, it's just.
And then just to add to that, in addition, we're doing, let's call it a pre-A1 use case having to do with a simplified optimization. That's also still getting the kinks worked out. But I think it'll be an interesting event, both in the PUC and the PlugFest. I think we're considering that North America is the PUC, Asia Pacific is the PlugFest, but there really isn't a rigid distinction between the two.
Okay, good, thank you. I'll also be sending both of you a copy of the press release because I just want to make sure I capture, you know, that work in the, you know, that's in the Amber release properly in the press release. I just want to make sure we're all aligned. So if you could watch for that later today and just get back to me with comments.
So Jack, one thing we would like to do, if this is all right, is share the press release and seek comments from the equipment vendors participating. Is that okay?
If they have code in the repos.
Okay, fair enough.
because the Pugfest is the place, I think, to share if they do equipment. And if any of them have code in the repos and they're part of Amber, then I think then that would make sense. Is that fair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes it easy. Yep.
Okay. Jinri is not here. We'll push the OAI code discussion to the next meeting. Close the remaining TOC slots. That's an action item for me and Jinri. There's enough going on right now to get this release out, but we've been making some progress there. Lijing update on the status of Amber, which we just did. And we'll vote on the licensing, which we just did. So those last two items are clear. Let's go on to our standing agenda. Release manager, we have to start now turning our attention to Bronze. We'll spend more time on that next week. Lijing, are any other PTLs, is there anything that anyone wants to bring up today?
Yes.
I have the one issue there in the agenda. Go ahead, speaking. There was somebody else, so maybe.
Go ahead.
Oh, is that Thoraf? Did you say? Who is speaking?
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead. I have the headset. So there seems to be also somebody else who wants to raise an issue, but my issue was this, which I raised already many weeks ago, about the one extra sentence we want from Nokia's side in the RIG platform source code files. To make clear that this is part of the WIC, near real-time WIC controller project. So the sentence is there. So the proposal would be that we add that somewhere below the license. The sentence doesn't restrict the license.
Yes, it's okay. Add it below the license as long as it's not confused to be part of the license.
Okay, know, we will do. Separate. We will do that.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Who else had something to bring up?
Yes. This is Weichen from Doc Project. So I just finished the documentation webpage. I add this link here. I think everyone can see it from the screen. The link there. So please check whether your repos of docs are on this page. If you scroll down, you can see there is a Oran SC Amber release projects. So if you click this, please. Yeah, you can see the repo docs here. So this is the link to each repo documentation. I think there is some delay on this page. Okay. Oh, I see. OD. Hi. Because 2 hours ago, some repos haven't shown here. Okay. I think it's working. Everything fine now. So there's still a couple of repos are still working on it, and they already contacted me. Maybe they will finish in about 2 days. So just ask everyone to review this documentation.
Great. Thank you. It looks, you know, well done. Thanks for everybody's efforts here on documentation. It's important projects that people can make use and understand of all the good work everybody has done. Okay, any other questions from PTLs or on the documentation?
Sorry, this is Lucian. So a little advertisement for the meeting, the integration meeting after this one, we will review the steps for how to do the branchings and the releasing artifact. If you're a PTL or a repo committer or just a community member who's interested in that, please bring me on the bridge. Thank you. That's it.
Okay.
Hi, Lucian. I am from ODU Lu. I have one question.
And actually, I, you know, this past 2 days, I'm focused on the build the audio loop project with the GCC and the DBDK. And when we ran the AR with the GCC, in the GCC and DBDK, the link shows many problems. I, you know, for now, I don't find ways to solve them. So maybe, I would like to think with you after this meeting, if there's possible, we have one host that can host the ICC as well. And then I can use that host, ICC fair. So I will discuss with you after this meeting, maybe. I will give you the time.
Let's set up a separate meeting just focusing on that topic.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, anyone else? Any other PTLs? Okay. Ritwick, Requirements Software Architecture Committee. So the attention's gonna start focusing back on this committee as we start looking toward planning the bronze, right?
Yeah.
So just
The epics are in the spreadsheet already. I think most people have contributed to these epics. Please, I urge all PTLs to take a look, see if they're accurate. We've been going through all these epics in the RSAC committee meeting, and also we've been discussing the end-to-end use case solution engineering. For these two use cases. So my request would be to get all the PTLs to at least take a look at the spreadsheet currently. I think almost all epics are included. There are still a few epics that are coming in from dashboard perspective. So please take a look and get a chance. Well, Jackie.
Anyone have any questions for Ritwick or for the planning, starting the planning for the requirements and software for the next release?
Ritwick, can you repeat what's now the latest input? I see one which is called last uploaded by John Jensen on yesterday.
The exo? I think that should be the latest. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very important. I mean, this is really sets the tone for the release. So, this is where people need to, get involved early. Make sure we have what we want to do, and so we can. Get off to a good start and have a clear plan for the bronze release. Clearly, the goals for bronze are going to be, bringing, together a more operational system with some end-to-end use cases to drive that. And so that is important. And so that's what we need to focus on. Getting ready so that then the software teams can move forward with those implementations. It's also key that more specifications have been released by the ORAD Alliance, and it's an opportunity now for us to work closer with the working groups and the release specifications to bring our code more aligned in places early on where we were making our best estimates for some of those decisions. All right, and that's where a lot of our focus will be for the next few weeks, based on the release plan.
Still one question: the traffic steering use case, which was this epic big epic, which involves many components, is that? What's the latest reference material there?
The latest reference material is still the Word document that we have. that describes, the thing that we discussed in the face-to-face meeting. That is the latest document, but we're also putting together some slides to illustrate some call flows that's happening right now. So we haven't completed that yet.
Okay.
So Ritwik, we have also done some slides on that in the RIC app project. So we'll share them with you so you can take a look and see.
Yeah. So one thing I forgot to mention is that in the spreadsheet you'll find some epics, but we've also gone through all the separate epics and classified them into higher level topic names, if you like, a higher level. Those are really the epics in our minds, because some of these epics are fairly detailed and they sort of belong to the user story level. So we looked at all the epics and we tried to classify them in larger categories. And the PTL should check these larger categories. So for example, hard name, resiliency, things like that, because some topics are so detailed that it really belongs to the user level block. And we thought that was not appropriate. So please take a look at the spreadsheet again. And I think maybe next week we can briefly go over it, over the epic list.
Right, because for the next several meetings, the shift will move from integration and test as a, and the PTLs to the planning and the requirements and software committee will have more of this meeting to make sure that we're getting those elements ready for kicking off our dev sprints, right? The dev sprints don't start to really occur until February. So we have basically the 2 months, because we have a 2 week, skip spot here in the middle of the planning to get all this worked out and the sprints groomed for the coders to really jump into the next bronze release. And between now and then, we're in a maintenance, the coders could work in the maintenance cycle of, addressing defects and other things raised as part of Amber. All right, we're at the end of the hour. I'll ask, is there, last call, is there any other business that we need to cover today? Next week's meeting, we will still have, for many people in the U.S., it's Thursday is a holiday next week, and so some people are out early. It may be a little lighter attended, but I'll be on and we'll host the meeting so that we can, recap any last minute issues with Amber and the press release, and then go to and start the discussions around bronze. Anyone have any last items or questions before I close the meeting? I know it's been quiet, but it feels like I want to, cheer. This is a big step. We could not have done it without everybody from the community. I can't thank everybody enough for all their hard work and participation. Open source communities, lifeblood, are the developers and contributors and the people who are, get on these calls and work diligently to participate, and I can't thank you enough. Please, wear a smile today, be happy. This is a major accomplishment. And, it'll roll out here over the next several weeks with the press and the other activities. But this is a major step, and thank you. With that.
Thanks to the TOC also for championing this all the way through. Yeah.
With that, bronze is ahead. We will get better. We'll, continue to learn and improve. We'll build upon what we've done. And with that, I'll close the meeting. And you know, people who want to stay on for the integration and test discussion, I'll turn the meeting over to Lijing. Thank everybody and have a nice day.